try mine. My God is a freedom God. He'll make a way for you. In a weary land, he'll give you rest when you're tired. Protect you on a danger zone. He'll guide you down a rugged road and bring you out on the bright side.
Jesus, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I love me some Mama Mavis Staple. The 99 and a half won't do. My God is a freedom God. And we don't dig death and destruction. We got to go on forward to make this 100. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. This is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is December the 26th. This is Sunday, December the 26th, 2010. And we are going to go back into the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 8. Revelation. Moving falsehood, looking at the truth with the mind of Jesus, with the mind of Christ. We last time talked about the paradise of God. We talked about the Most High is the Father and the Mother and have given birth to the human family, given birth to the universe, and give birth to the concept of paradise, and give birth to the concept of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Jesus is justice. Christ is the crusher that is anointed to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're speaking to the black church. We're speaking to the black pastor. We're speaking to the black preacher, so that we may understand our mission in the overthrow of this wicked, no good, rotten, capitalistic system privatized and parasitic. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 8. And unto the angel. And these are seven letters. I believe this is the second letter we're on. But these are a total of seven letters written by Apostle John, revolutionary African Apostle John, given to him from or by the revolutionary Messiah, Jesus, the African Jesus Christ. Seven letters to the seven churches in Asia. And these seven letters to the seven churches in Asia give us seven aspects of the black church. Seven characteristics of the black church. Seven letters showing us different aspects and characteristics and giving us a prophetic mirror of the black church, what we have accomplished and what we need to understand and realize and what we need to accomplish. So this letter in chapter 2 verse 8 of Revelation is now to Smyrna. It says, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. So, write to the pastor, because it says angel of the church, and we understood early that the word angel is translated to messenger and is also translated to mean pastor. So to the pastor, to the messenger, to the leader of the church at Smyrna, write this letter to the pastor of the church at Smyrna. And the word church is a group of people. So we're talking to black people, and we're talking to the black preachers and the black pastors. Write this letter to the black preachers and pastors and the black church at Smyrna. Now, the word Smyrna is a Greek word found under the number 4666, and it means strengthened, strengthened, strength in the past tense, strengthened. So write to the pastor of the church at strengthened. When we see words, they have meaning. The whole Bible is metaphor, allegory, symbology. And so you don't just read the words and names of places and people, and you must pause, research the definitions of those words, and we would get the metaphorical, allegorical, and symbolical meaning of those words. Okay? And so, this is a letter to a pastor of a church that has strength. Why did this church need strength? This church needed strength because it was in the midst of the Roman Empire, and Caesar and the ruling class and ruling families of Rome, the bankers in that day, the heads of corporations, financial, governmental, and educational heads of that day, as embodied by the Roman Empire, Caesar, and the ruling class and ruling families. This church, Smyrna, which means strengthened, strength in the past tense, strengthened, this church, meaning strengthened, needed to be strengthened by the Most High so that this church, Smyrna, could have the strength to fight against the Roman Empire. That's the purpose of that church, Smyrna, and all the churches, to stand up against the Roman Empire and be advocates for the human family, the poor, especially the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, because the church is to carry on the work and mission of Jesus. That's what Jesus came to do, to deliver and bring liberty to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So we say to the black church and the black pastor that we are to have that same strength to stand up against the modern day Rome. Every wicked empire in the Bible is prophecy, is to give us a prophetic look and a prophetic window into today's modern day Roman Empire, which is America. Rome is the religious house. Britain and London is the economic house. And America is the military house. And together, this is the modern day Roman Empire, and the teeth and the military of America is that force that goes all over the earth to destroy the human family. So black church, Smyrna, strengthened. You are the modern day Smyrna, to be strengthened to stand in these last days of the Roman Babylon Empire, to stand and advocate on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Revelation 2 and 8. These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. The first and the last is talking, Jesus. The one that was dead and is now alive is talking. Jesus Christ, or Yahshua Messiah. Jesus means justice. Jesus coming from Yahshua. Yahshua is the name, Hebrew name, original, that his mother gave him. Mother named Miriam. Mary is the Greek equivalent of Miriam. Miriam named her child Yahshua, and that name Yahshua means deliverance and liberty and justice and health and wealth. This is the one that is talking, because these principles are the principles in the universe. Jesus represents that birthing symbolically of those philosophies and principles in the universe that has also been called Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. So Yahshua means liberty, deliverance, justice, health, and wealth, and vengeance on the wicked ruling class and ruling families. These are the principles that the Most High gave, the Most High Father and Mother gave birth to in the universe. These are the first qualities of the universe, and they will be the last qualities of the universe and the everlasting qualities of the universe. Christ means the anointed crusher, the one anointed with the Spirit to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Every Hebrew king, Israelite king, was anointed with the oil to symbolize that Spirit of Messiah that would rise up and defend the poor, the afflicted, and the needy, and the oppressed. And the universe is the first teacher of these concepts. The universe, the creation, is defending the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. As Jesus in his person is the first and the last, this teaches us symbolically that justice is the first and the last, that equality is the first and the last, that health and wealth for all the human family is the first and the last principle, that the anointing to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families is the first and the last principle in the universe. These concepts are embodied by Jesus to teach us something of ourselves, that we also operate on those principles. So Rome and Caesar killed Jesus because they wanted to kill justice. They killed Christ because they wanted to kill that anointed one that would rise up and crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families. But justice is alive. Justice resurrected. Christ, the anointed crusher, resurrected, because you can't kill these principles. These principles are ever rising and ever being born again and ever resurrecting. This is the meaning of your solstice. This is the meaning of Christmas. This is the meaning of Merry Christmas, which in reality is not Mary as in merriment, but is Mary as in the mother of Jesus, is Mary. Mary means, coming from the African Hebrew Miriam. In African Hebrew, it's Miriam, and that word means rebellious, because Mary represented a spirit of rebellion against Rome. When she met up with Elizabeth in the New Testament, check the preaching and the words that she shared with Elizabeth concerning how the Most High, through the Messiah, would stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. She had that spirit of rebellion, not rebellion against God, but rebellion against Caesar, rebellion against the wicked ruling class and ruling families of Rome, rebellion against the scribes and the Pharisees who sold out, who were the Uncle Toms of that day, rebellion against the wicked ones raping and killing and plundering the African Hebrew Israelite nation. And so Mary Christmas, Mary is the womb, the rebellious womb that gives birth to the Christ coming from Messiah, coming from Ka Ra in Africa, Egypt, all of that meaning the anointed one with the spirit that raises up that spirit to defend the poor, the weak, the defenseless, the afflicted, and the oppressed. And mass, Mary, Christ, mass. The word mass means a group of people. So we as the church, we as the black church, or we as the church, period, but I'm talking to the black church and the black preacher, we are that Christ mass. We are the Christians. Christians, a group, a mass of believers who understand that our role is to raise up that Christ spirit within ourselves to defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That is the meaning of your solstice. The sun around the time of December 22nd, December 23rd ceases to move. It has been, the sun, S-U-N, has been moving south all year. After Easter, after the time of Easter, moving south, the earth turning cold, going into the winter time, and then around December 22nd, the Sirius star, which is that star of a set, the black woman in Egypt that the European Greeks called Isis, the Sirius star appears, and you see the three stars in Orion's belt. That three-star constellation that is a part of the seven-star constellation of Orion, which the Africans originally named Asar, that the Europeans call Orion and call Osiris. So the Sirius star makes the appearance. The three stars on Orion's belt called the three kings point towards the Sirius star in the east, and you have the announcing of the rebirth and resurrection of the S-U-N. The S-U-N from December 22nd to around December 25th remains unmoving, still does not move, remains in one place, been moving south, but now stops moving and remains in one place for 3 days and three nights. And then on December 25th, or roughly thereabout, the S-U-N begins to come back north, and your days become longer again. And you come out of the winter into the spring, and you come into the resurrection of the earth. This whole drama told in the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, the S-U-N sun, the Sirius star, the three stars in Orion's belt, that is the solstice telling us and teaching us the story of the resurrection of life and light, the resurrection of Yahshua, the resurrection of Christ. And so Jesus Christ, Yahshua Mashiach, embodies that teaching that we get from the solstice. And so that teaching comes to us that we may also imbibe that story or those teachings and principles within our person. And so Rome tried to kill the man, but the man resurrected, giving us that symbolical reality told in the solstice. And so we have that same mantle on our shoulders. The original African church. Rome tried to kill the original African church because the African church represented the resurrection of Yahshua, the resurrection of justice, the resurrection of Christ, the resurrection of those who were anointed as a mass. Mary, Christ, mass, as a mass of people who understood this message of justice, freedom, equality, and understood that their role was to rise up the Christ spirit within their person to fight Rome night and day, to fight Caesar night and day, to fight the ruling class, the ruling families of Rome night and day, to fight the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians night and day, to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We're taking our last break. and I will see you on the other side of the break. To justice, running to freedom, running to equality. Y'all know by now, love me some Mary Mary. Love, have mercy, Jesus. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to the Mind of God program on thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is December the 26th. 2010, Sunday, the day after Christmas. I want to recommend that you go to Solomon and Brother Peter on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to have that in my summary, and they reveal a lot of good truth concerning how Christmas has been taken for consumerism and materialism and whatnot. And so we're giving the original teaching concerning the solstice. You recall what we said earlier in the teaching on Revelation concerning the fact and reality that the universe is the first Bible, the first Quran. The universe has given us our first teaching and understanding of Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, and the mission of Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. And so, recall what we said December the 22nd, roughly. The sun ceases to move. 3 days and three nights remains in one spot, one place, unmoved. This is the sun on its celestial cross. December 25th, thereabout, the sun begins to move again, coming back north, warming the sun, and then we go through Easter, which is the resurrection of the earth. All of these teachings that we get in Bible, Quran, and other books first told in the universe. So the crucifixion, Roman Caesar killed the man, all of that symbolically told in the universe to tell the story of all revolutionaries. Jesus the Christ, Yahshua Mashiach, symbolizes all revolutionaries who stand against the system, and the system then comes down on the revolutionary. But you can kill a revolutionary, but you can't kill a revolution. Our brother Fred Hampton. I don't think I had a brother's name right. Our brother Fred in Chicago killed 1968, I believe it was. Former Black Panther said you can kill a revolutionary, but you can't kill a revolution. He was a Black Panther leader, a revolutionary, standing up, and the system came down on him. And I'm going to make sure I get his name right and put it in my summary. I think it was Fred Hampton. And so this is all symbolically told in the solstice, in the universe, in the movement of the S-U-N. And so the African church, because the first members of the first mass, Mary, Christ, mass, the first members of the first mass of people who made up the first church were mainly African people. Africans were in the leadership, the African apostles, the African disciples who became the African apostles, and the first deacons and whatnot were African people. And the teaching went out from Africans to the whole of the human family, including our European sisters and brothers who understood that they must stand together with the Africans to stand against Caesar and Rome. And so the concept of justice and equality, anointed crusher to crush the wicked ruling class, these concepts were resurrected. The sun moves again, showing you resurrection and rebirth of light and life and justice and so on. So these messages and these principles were resurrected within that first mass that made up the first church, the African church, after the ascension of Messiah Yahshua or Christ Jesus. And so Black people today, Black church and Black pastor, all of this is symbolic of you, of us. For these same principles were resurrected within our person and personality. Black church, you and we are they who stood up for justice, stood up for equality inside of America and throughout the world. Dr. King, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Fannie Lou Hamer. The church, the Black church, was the headquarters. Going way back to slavery days, there was a portion of the Black church that stood and rejected the slave master. Nat Turner, a Black preacher, stood up. So we see our history. We are they who these principles resurrected through. All of this, the solstice, the Bible, the Jesus, is a sign of you and us as the messianic people. You are the first people on the planet. You are the first descendants of the Most High. Black people, African people, international, we are the first descendants of the Most High. African society and civilization and culture is the first and best, and shall be the last, because it is the culture and teaching of the Most High. Not because we Black, not because we're African, but because our system was the God system, the Goddess system, the system of Yahweh, the system of Allah. No matter what name you use, it was that system that we implemented in Africa. So it was the first system, and it shall be the last, because it's God's system of kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Black people in the Western Hemisphere, you were made, and we were made dead to the knowledge. We were made dead to the knowledge of self. And I'm reminded of my brother, Minister Ishmael Muhammad, today, who taught on the lesson or subject, who is the original man. And I am so thankful that the Most High, through Master Farad Muhammad, through the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Most Honorable Minister Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, through today the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and through his number one student assistant, Minister Ismail Muhammad, the Nation of Islam, and not only the Nation of Islam, but the Rastafari community, have taught us these same teachings. We, the black man and woman in the West, were made dead. This is the death of the Messianic people, that you see the death of the Messiah, the death of the S-U-N son. It's the same teaching concerning us in this time. We were made dead to the knowledge of self, the knowledge of justice, of the knowledge of self, the knowledge of our work as the Messianic people, the knowledge that we are that people of justice, the knowledge that we are that people that were anointed and are anointed to crush the wicked oppressor. But in the last days, and these are the last days, we the black man and woman in the Western Hemisphere would come alive again to that knowledge of self. This is the second coming of Christ. This is the second coming of Yahshua, manifested within the person of the Messianic people, who would have that Messianic job of raising up, rising up, and awakening the Christ spirit within the whole of the human family. This is the true mission of the servants of the chosen people. State of Israel, you claim to be chosen, but what are you doing? You're destroying the Palestinians. You're destroying Arabs. You're destroying Africans. You're destroying the human family. If you're chosen, what are you chosen to do? Are you chosen to be the administrator of the system of colonialism to destroy the human family? Or are you chosen to teach and reach the human family with truth, justice, and righteousness? We are the chosen. And we, the black man and woman in the West, are coming awake again to that knowledge of self, that knowledge of Africa, the knowledge and understanding that our sisters and brothers in Africa are our kith and kin. And we are going to come back together with our kith and kin and hug and kiss our sisters and brothers in Africa. And we together will take again that original African knowledge, our African ancestors, the knowledge of self as the original people, as the original African people and people of light. Our knowledge that we are the people of Jesus, or the people of justice, the people of Christ, or the people of the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and the wicked oppressor. That we are that Messianic people. This day of resurrection is here, right now, today. And I'm happy to be doing my part as an aider and an abettor of those who have that knowledge, Nation of Islam and Rastafari people and Ashrakwezi and all of those other peoples who have that knowledge. I am your little helper, and I'm glad to be your little helper. We are the original and true descendants of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. It is us. And we're not arrogant. It is us, and for us to understand that our mission is to reach and teach and resurrect the human family, not destroy the human family. But that being the case, sisters and brothers, and we prove it every week, and we'll continue to prove it every week, what about the European Jew? What about the modern day state of Israel? Oh, what a teaching this teaching is. When you understand the Bible, and understand the history, and understand Jesus, and understand something of the prophecies, oh, what a teaching this teaching is when you understand. Well, the answer to the identity of the European Jew, the identity of the modern day state of Israel, is found in the mouth, in the M-O-U-T-H, the mouth of Jesus, in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. And let me read this verse. I only have about a minute or two left. Oh my goodness, I think I gotta stop now and continue this next session. and say unto you, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. You know what? This is live recording. I got a few more minutes. I got a couple more minutes. I give praises unto the Most High. I don't want to cut off too early. Let me go on to read this verse. Chapter 2, verse 9 of the book of Revelation. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue, or are the synagogue of Satan. Lord have mercy when you know this man Jesus. So, black preacher, black pastor, black church, and black people. Jesus is justice. Christ is the anointed crusher. The ruling class and ruling families, he's the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. He's talking. Justice is talking. The anointed crusher is talking. And he says, he knows your works. He's talking about you. He knows you, black man and woman. He knows you, black church, black preacher, black pastor. He knows that we have in the past worked for justice and equality. He knows that we have gone through great tribulation. The word know, 1492, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is eldo in the Greek language, and it means to see, to be aware, to behold, to consider, to perceive, to understand. He understands justice, Jesus, anointed crusher, Christ. Christ knows how the black church has in times past advocated and worked on behalf of the poor, afflicted, needy, and the oppressed. So he says he knows your works, black church, black preacher, and that word works found under the number 2041. Ergon is the word in the Greek language. On the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it means to toil, to deed, or do deeds, commit deeds, your doings, and your labor. So look, sisters and brothers of the black church, we worked hard for the human family. Do you know the death threats that the black church was under in the 50s and the 60s? And the early 70s, but especially the 50s and the 60s, during the height of the civil and human rights movement, do you know the bomb threats? Dr. King's house bombed. Many leaders' house bombed repeatedly. Talk about terrorism. Talk about war of terror. The government of America terrorized our people, especially in the South. Those working, the black church and preacher and black people and the mass of black people in the churches and the organization centers represented by the black church. We went through hell during that time under constant threat of death from the Fraternal Order of the Police, from the FBI, from the CIA, from the Ku Klux Klan, from the White Citizens Council. All of these, from the government of the United States of America, from the counterintelligence program, all of these put us through hell, and we continue to work, continue to toil, continue to labor on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Says he knows our works and tribulation, affliction. That word tribulation, 2347, is thlipsis in the Greek language. I'm not pronouncing it correctly, I know, but 2347 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Thlipsis means affliction. The justice, the Jesus, the Christ, the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and families, knows our affliction, knows your affliction and your anguish and your burden and your persecution and your trouble. All of these are the definitions of the word tribulation in the Greek language, thlipsis, that is giving us our word tribulation. All of that the black church went through on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The Jesus, the justice, the Christ, the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class is telling you, black people, black church, black pastor, black preacher, that he knows your tribulation. He's been watching. He's been with you and with us. And he only desires that we come back to justice, come back to raising up the Christ spirit and crushing the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We're going to continue next session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.